Hey guys, it's Jared with Heart of Grace Ministries. I'm so glad that you're listening, that you're taking the time to dedicate to the Lord. We just want to thank you for being a listener, a friend, and a partner in our ministry. Today I want to talk about the power of your faith. I want to open up with a scripture in Galatians 2:20. It says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm so glad today that by faith that we live, we continue to strive through life with a greater hope that's in our hearts, that we are not defeated, we're not destroyed, but hallelujah, we are above all the things that would try to afflict us. I'm so glad that we are justified in this, that we know that it's something that stays with us, that we are renewed in our hearts every day. Now praise the Lord for that. I can praise the Lord today that by faith that we stand. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 says, not that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand. Today I reach out to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, and I remind you that though we may not see each other every day, and though we may not come into contact with one another physically, that I am standing with you. That as we have faith that lives in each and every one of our hearts, that we stand together for our Lord. It doesn't matter what church you go to, we all are walking by faith in life. I'm glad to also know that by faith we walk. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I can just praise the Lord for that, because there's been so many blessings I've got out of the things that I was not able to see in the beginning. There were things that were great trouble and peril in my mind, and I just began to wonder if I would be able to make it through any of it. Yet God came through. Hallelujah. By faith we obtained that good report. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. The it in that sentence is faith. For by our faith we will stick to the good. We won't sit around and be in dread and worry of everything going on about us. But glory to God, we will stick to what we know in God and the word of truth that lives in our hearts. For by faith we overcome the world. 1 John chapter 5 verses 4 and 5 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We are overcomers, not only by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, but by the renewed faith and hope that lives inside of our hearts. That part of us that is driven not by what we see or what we have or what we can hold to have security, but our security is in the Lord above. It is the very thing, the very substance that lives in you that's able to give you the power of life and able to lift you up in a time of trouble. For by faith we overcome the devil. Ephesians 6 and 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. No matter what may try to come to persecute you and to try to plant in on your faith and try to harp on it and destroy it, you are able to overcome. You have the power in you to resist and to rebuke and to just put to flight everything that would try to stand in your way. Hallelujah, I encourage you that no matter where you attend, that you begin to have a renewed sense of life about you. That you rise up from where you are right now and say, I will not settle for where I am. I see things by God showing me that there is greater is he that is in me, that I will conquer this and overcome. I'm glad that by faith, more than anything, that we enter into rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 3 and 9 says, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. I praise the Lord for rest. I give him honor for the rest that I feel in my heart, that even though trouble rages around me, I'm still able to get down at the end of the day and not just be able to sleep, but to be at peace in my heart over the things that would normally trouble me or lead me away from the path of God. I'm able to hang in there and not be discouraged by anything that tries to come and hinder, but I'm able to hang on, and endure all things. Not one thing that tries to come by will destroy me if I cling to the faith that is in my heart, If you will cling to the faith that is in your life, there is no power of the enemy, no power of any man or woman in this world, no words, no actions that could be taken that could try to destroy that which lives inside you, that renewed hope. You have the power today. Hallelujah. I could just praise the Lord with you. You have the power today to overcome each and every trial that's going to try to tear you down. But God gives life. He gives the things to which are good in our hearts. He is not the author of confusion. Do not be deceived by the enemy. Know that God is on your side, and know that there is a church out there for you. Know that this ministry is for you. And don't ever be deceived to think that you are alone, for God loves you. He sees your life. He sees each and every one of your hearts. He knows the circumstances, and there is not a time in your life that God does not know where you are and what you do and the sufferings that go along with it. I encourage you to hang in there and not let go of the promises of God, and you will overcome in the name of Jesus. God bless you.